The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens.
谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。
Who is like the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high?
他自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。
Who's humble himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth?
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the dunghill.
使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。
To make them sit with the princes, and that is the princes of his people.
他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，为多子的乐母。你们要赞美耶和华。
He makes the barren woman abide in the house.As a joyful mother of children, praise the Lord.
新约圣经以弗所书
In the New Testament, we turn to Ephesians.
在新约圣经大概三分之二的地方
About two-thirds of the New Testament.
新约以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2.
新约以弗所书第二章
The New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2.
我们从第四节开始。
We read from verse 4.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
还有叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not as a result of works, that no one should boast.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
This is how much we read so far.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank you.
实在是你永远的爱了我们。
Truly, you have loved us with your everlasting love.
你今天把我们都摆在这恩典的地位上。
And today you have placed us in this position of grace.
让我们今天成为你自己的儿女。
So that we can be called the children of God.
早晨我们愿意再一同来到你的脚前。
This morning we come together at your feet.
求主来安静我们的心。
We ask that you calm our hearts.
让我们每一个人向着主都是敞开的。
That our hearts are all open towards you.
让我们在这里都敞着脸来看见我们主的荣耀。
With an open face we may see your glory.
让你自己的荣美来吸引我们的心。
May you attract our hearts with your own glory.
让我们在这里能够听见神儿子的声音。
That we may hear the voice of the Son of God.
你越过我们人一切的软弱。
That you will bypass all the weaknesses of men.
你遮盖我们人一切的过犯。
And you cover all the transgressions of men.
你用你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
And cover us with your presence.
你加添我们每一个人心里的力量。
Strengthen our inner hearts.
求你眷顾我们。
May you look upon us.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
施恩给我们。
And give us your grace.
我们一同等候在主的面前。
We wait before you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们刚才念过的诗篇一百一十三篇。
We have just read Psalm 113.
这是一篇。非常有名的诗篇。
This is one of the famous psalms.
至少对于这些传统的犹太人来讲，这篇诗篇是非常非常重要的。
At least to the Orthodox Jews, this is a very important song to them.
我们知道在旧约里面，以色列人一年三次他们要上耶路撒冷。
We know that in the Old Testament, the Israelites must go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
当他们去耶路撒冷的时候
，As they go to Jerusalem,
他们边走边赞美他们的神。
They will walk and sing praises to their God.
他们在行走的时候，他们所唱的诗歌是上行之诗。
And the songs that they will sing are called the songs of ascension.
那么到了逾越节的时候
，And when it comes to the Passover,
有一组的诗篇是特别的。
There's a series of songs that is very special.
是他们在逾越节的晚餐里面特别要唱的。
And these are the songs that they will sing during the Passover dinner.
这六首诗篇就从113篇开始。
And these six psalms begins from Psalm 113.
一直到118篇。
It will end at Psalm 118.
我们在读圣经的时候。
As we read the Bible.
当主在最后晚餐的时候。
When Jesus was having his last supper.
圣经上说他们唱了诗就出去了。
The Bible says they sang songs and then they left.
读圣经的人相信在那一天的晚上我们的主他所唱的诗就是这六首诗篇当中的诗篇。
And those people who study the Bible, they will tell us that Jesus was singing these six psalms that night.
所以这六首诗篇可以说是非常非常有名的。
So these six psalms are very well known.
也是非常非常重要的。
And they're also very important.
那么这每一首的诗篇他们都有一个题目。
Each song has a topic.
因为他们被称作赞美的诗篇。
And because these are the songs of praises.
他们被称作哈利路亚诗篇。
They're called the songs of hallelujah.
虽然不是每一篇诗篇里都有这个词。
Even though you will not find the word hallelujah in each song.
但是当你去读的时候，你知道他们是在那里称颂，在那里赞美。
But when you read these psalms, you know that they are praising their God. They are
blessing
their God. 那么
他们赞美什么呢？
What are they praising?
他们在每一个诗篇里面都有一个主题的。
In each song, they has a topic.
那么在113篇里，它的主题是什么呢？
And what is the topic for Psalm 113?
如果你读新约以弗所书第二章的话，
If you read the New Testament Ephesians chapter 2,
我相信我们里面会有一个感觉。
Then you will receive this feeling.
这两段圣经是彼此照亮的。
And these two passages shine upon each other.
我们知道在旧约里面常常给我们一幅一幅的图画。
You know, in the Old Testament, it often paints a picture for us.
有的时候你不大能够晓得它到底在讲什么。
Sometimes it's difficult for us to understand what it is talking about.
但是在新约圣经里面却给我们这些图画的解释。
But the New Testament provides the explanation to these pictures.
所以当我们在读以弗所书第二章的时候。
So as we read Ephesians chapter 2,
我们非常清楚那里是讲到神的恩典。
We are very clear that it talks about the grace of God.
他说你们得救是本乎恩。
You are saved by grace.
得救是本乎恩。
You are saved by grace.
要将这极丰富的恩典。
And this great grace,
就是他在基督耶稣里所赐给我们的。
This abounding grace was given to you
in Christ Jesus. 要显给后来的世代看。
And to show to the ages to come.
所以当你读这一段圣经的时候，
As you are reading the scriptures,
你真的知道那是在讲到恩典。
You truly understand that it talks
about grace. 这是何等大的恩典。
Such amazing grace.
我们是从前死在罪恶过犯中的一般人。
Formerly, we were people who are dead in our transgressions.
是因着神极大的怜悯。
But because of His mercy,
因他爱我们的大爱。
And because He loved us,
他叫我们与基督耶稣一同活过来。
He caused us to be raised up with Christ Jesus.
不仅活过来。
Not only made alive,
而且一同的复活。
But we experience His same resurrections. We are also ascended with Him.
一同的坐在天上。
And we can be seated with him on the throne in heaven.
真是从尘土里把我们抬举起来。
He has lifted us up from dust.
从粪堆中把我们提拔。
He has lifted us up from dung.
让我们与王子同坐。
So that we can be seated with the princes.
所以你知道这里实在是讲到神极大的恩典。
Here he talks about God's tremendous grace.
这是极丰富的恩典。
Here he talks about his abounding grace.
所以当我们把这两段圣经放在一起的时候，
As we place these two scriptures side by side,
我们就晓得诗篇113篇，它歌颂赞美的主题乃是神的恩典。
We come to the understanding that the topic of the praises in Psalm 113 is grace.
今天早晨，盼望就借着这一篇的诗篇。
This morning we pray that through the psalm,
和弟兄姊妹交通。 恩典这个题目。
I can share with the brother and sister concerning grace.
我们知道恩典是我们蒙恩得救的人最熟悉的题目。
You know, grace is a topic most familiar to the people who are saved.
也是我们最宝贵的。
It is also something we treasure the most.
只要你尝过主恩的滋味。
As long as you have taste of His grace.
你就知道是美善。
You know that He is good.
而且你越经历这个恩典。
The more you experience Him.
你越知道他是何等的宝贵。
You know how precious He is.
虽然今天很多世上的人，他们不喜爱神的恩典。
Even though today many people in this world dislike God's
grace. 他们不愿意要神的恩典。
They don't want His grace.
他们轻看神的恩典。
They despise His grace.
他们弃绝神的恩典。
They forsake His grace.
因为他们不晓得什么是恩典。
Because they do not know what is grace.
有的时候当我们跟朋友们在谈论的时候
Sometimes as we talk with our friends
人以为恩典就是许多的好处
They think that grace is just many good things
如果你缺一个工作的话就给你一个工作
If you do not have job then they give you he
gives you a job 如果你需要签证的话就给你个签证
If you need a visa he gives you a visa
特别你需要绿卡的时候给你个绿卡
Especially when you need a green card, he gives you a green card.
好像恩典就是这些外面的东西。
They think that grace is these outward things.
所以有的人觉得他不欣赏这些。
And that's why some people says, I don't want this grace.
我靠着自己的能力可以得到这一切。
Because by my own effort, I can gain all these
things. 我不像你们这些人。
I am not like y'all.
常常偷懒。
You're always lazy.
自己不好好努力。
You do not strive for your own cause.
把自己在地上的日子不好好过。
You do not spend your days well on earth.
整天用将来的那个天堂来安慰自己的心。
You just use the future, the heaven in the future to comfort your heart now.
我不稀罕你们这些东西。
I don't want these things.
我靠着我自己的双手。
By my own hands.
我实实在在的、脚踏实地的过日子。
I will live a solid life.
我可以解决一切的难处
and I can resolve all my own problems
所以人不大喜欢恩典
so people don't like grace
还有的人就更加消极一点
and there are some people who are more pessimistic
他们觉得恩典乃是神外交的手段
he says grace is just how God deal his foreign policy
political method 你别看今天给你好处
Today he will give you something good.
到时候就把什么都给你拿走了。
But one day he will take everything from you.
千万不能信得太迷。
Don't fall in too deeply.
你看那些信得很迷的人。
Look at those people who love God.
什么都给他拿走了。
They have given everything to their God.
但是又不能不信他。
But and then they cannot deny him.
我们可以半信半疑。
We can half trust him half-heartedly.
我们可以要他来怜悯我们。
We want him to have mercy on
us. 有的时候实在需要有点怜悯。
Because sometimes we do need mercy in our life.
不能要他的恩典。
But we cannot accept his grace.
好像人里面有个感觉。
It seems like they have this feeling.
如果你得了他的恩典。
If you accepted his grace.
那你可要报恩的。
Then you have to return to his grace.
而且你要把你自己的一切都赔上的。
And you have to pay with all you have.
所以人就不大愿意来接受神的恩典。
So that's why people don't want to receive His grace.
那么如果你参加查经的话
If you attend Bible studies,
你发现有的时候你发现哦，原来恩典不是这么回事
Then you discover that grace is not like this.
原来恩典是犯罪的机会
And grace is an opportunity for you to sin more.
是犯罪的借口
It is an excuse for you to sin.
从前你们犯罪没有地方去认罪的
Formerly you sin, you have no places to confess your sin.
现在可好了
Now it is wonderful.
而且听说不仅是从前的罪哦。
Not only the sins that you commit in the past.
现在犯的罪。
Even the sins of the present.
而且甚至将来犯的罪。
Even the sins of the future.
都赦免了。
He has forgiven all.
大开犯罪之门呢。
He has opened the door for you to commit sin.
所以有的人觉得这个样的恩典不要。
Some people say, I don't want such grace.
但圣经里怎么告诉我们呢?
What does the Bible tell us?
我们在恩典之下,不在律法之下,就可以犯罪吗?
Under the grace and not under the law, can we continue to sin?
断乎不可。
No.
所以我们知道这样的想法是完全是错误的。
We know such thought is error.
有的人觉得恩典就是自由。
Some people think that grace is liberty.
想干什么就干什么。
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
有一个弟兄告诉东北的一句话。
And a brother tells us a popular saying from the northern China.
想咋地就咋地。
Whatever you want to do, you just do it.
你想做啥就做啥。
Whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do it.
想咋地就咋地。
If you want to...
想来聚会就聚会。
If you want to come to the meeting, you
come
to the meeting.
想去电影院就去电影院。
You want to go to the movie, how
to go to the movie. 我们今天自由了。
Today we're free.
神在基督耶稣里把我们都释放了
Because Jesus Christ has
谁也管不着我们了
in him.
No 完全的自由
can control us. Complete freedom.
可是圣经怎么告诉我们呢
What does the Bible tells us?
说我们不可以将神的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会
We cannot take God's grace as opportunity to indulge our sins.
所以我们知道人对恩典有许许多多错误的观念
So we know that man has many misconceptions of grace.
但是对于我们这些蒙过神恩典的人
But for all of us who have experienced his grace,
我们知道恩典是何等的宝贵
We know how precious is his grace.
我们相信我们得救难道不是恩典吗
Our salvation is because of grace.
我们怎么信得来呢
How can you believe in God?
怎么会相信耶稣基督为我们死呢
How is it possible that you believe that
Jesus Christ died for you? 你怎么相信主耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们的罪呢
How is it possible that you believe that Jesus' blood can cleanse
you? 他怎么从这个童女这个怀孕呢
How can he be born of a virgin?
怎么可能呢
How is it possible?
怎么信得来呢
How is it possible that you believed?
恩典
It is grace.
恩典不仅让我们信啊
Grace causes to believe.
而且笃信不疑啊
And grace causes continue.
管你挖出多少东西来，我都照样相信的。
No matter how many doubts you have, I continue to believe.
神的恩典让我们能够活过来。
God's grace causes to become alive.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
像刚才我们弟兄所见证的。
Like what our brother just testified.
我们在一生的道路当中都是神的恩典。
In our everyday life, we experience His grace.
我们所有生命生长的阶段，全是神恩典做成的。
Every stage of our life.
所以保罗说，我今天成了何等的人，都是因着神恩典所做成的。
Paul says, "What a man have I become today? It is all because of His grace."
我们今天在主里面生命有多少
？Today, how much life do you have?
我们今天生命是不是成熟？
Today is, do you have a mature life?
不是看我们有多少的知识。
It does not depend on how much knowledge.
不是看我们有多少的热心。
It does not matter on how much zeal you have.
甚至不是看我们有多少的侍奉。
And it does not depend on how much ministry you have.
我们在主里面到底蒙了多少恩典，乃是我们属灵成熟的那个标志。
The amount of grace in our life is the mark of our spiritual maturity.
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Because he crowned us with his grace.
到底我们在主的面前蒙了多少的恩典？
How much grace have you received?
到底我们领受了多少的恩典？
How much grace have you
received? 到底我们经历了多少的恩典？
How much grace have you experienced?
弟兄姊妹，这个恩典对我们来讲太宝贵了。
Friends, sisters, this grace is so precious to all of us.
不仅在我们个人身上。
Not only true in our individual life.
当我们和弟兄姊妹一同来到主的面前的时候。
As we come before the Lord with all our brothers and sisters.
我们觉得恩典何等的宝贵。
We feel that the grace is so precious.
我们没有任何两个人是一样的。
There's not two that is the same.
我们没有办法合在一起的。
There is impossible for us to come together.
如果你愿意侍奉的话。
If you want to serve God,
你发现你一定伤人的。
You will discover that you will hurt someone.
而且你还觉得自己很受伤的。
And at the same time, you feel that you have been hurt.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有任何两个人是可以合在一起的。
Friends, sisters, there's not two of us that can come together.
神把我们众人放在一起。
But God has placed all of us together.
要把教会建立起来。
And He will build up His church.
让我们将他极丰富的恩典彰显出来。
So that we can manifest His abounding grace.
圣经上为什么说我们不可停止聚会呢？
Why the Bible tells us that we cannot stop?
我们既然已经有了主。
Since we already have the Lord.
主和我和主不是挺好的吗？
I can fellowship with the Lord and He can fellowship with me. Isn't that great?
但是你所领受的恩典却是非常有限的。
But the amount of grace which you receive by yourself is
不是极丰富的恩典。
It is not the abounding grace.
只有当神把我们众人一同建立在一起的时候。
Only when God has built all of us together.
当神的教会被建立起来的时候。
When God's church has been built together.
神丰富的恩典就彰显了出来。
Then God's full grace has been revealed.
所以你读撒迦利亚书的时候。
When you read the book of Zechariah.
当圣殿被建好的时候。
When the temple is completed.
先知就在那里呼唤。
the prophet began to shout,
恩典归于这殿。
Grace, grace be unto this people.
从根基到最后一块的石头，全是恩典。
From the foundation to the capstone, it is all grace.
是神极丰富的恩典。
It's God's full grace.
弟兄姊妹，这岂不是主耶稣来到地上的目的吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose why Jesus must come onto this earth.
他来到我们中间，就是要把恩典带给我们。
He has come to us so that he can bring us grace.
道成了肉身，丰丰满满的住在我们的中间。
He dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
He is full of grace and truth.
律法从摩西来的。
The law came from Moses.
恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth comes from Lord Jesus.
神所有的恩典都在基督耶稣的里面。
All the fullness of God's grace dwells in Jesus.
如果人今天要得到主的恩典，
if today you want to obtain,
如果你想要神的恩典，
if you want to have God's
grace, 而你不愿意接受主耶稣基督的话，
and you do not want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ,
你得不着神的恩典，
then you cannot obtain God's grace.
主耶稣就是神恩典的化身，
and because Jesus is the embodiment of grace,
他就是神给我们最宝贵的恩典。
He is the most precious grace that God has given us.
这是主来到地上的目的。
This is the purpose why he came to this earth.
他让我们不仅接受这个恩典，
Not only we can accept this grace,
让我们今天在地上更把这恩典彰显出来。
On the other hand, we can manifest his grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天为什么要活在地上呢？
Brothers and sisters, why do we still need to live on earth today?
我们今天活在地上唯一的目的，
The purpose why we must live,
就是将这个极大的恩典从我们身上彰显出来，
is to reveal this tremendous grace.
我们和世人有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between us and the people of this world?
我们同样上班。
We still go to work.
我们同样的有家庭。
We still have family.
我们有的时候也遭遇很多的难处。
Many times we also encounter difficulties.
我们和世人有什么分别呢？
What differences do we have with the people
of this
world?
实在说来，我们自己来讲没有任何的分别。
According to us, there's no difference.
但是在我们身上有一个恩典。
But then within us, we have grace.
这是我们和世人极大的分别。
And this is the greatest separation.
是神的恩典在我们身上彰显了出来。
And God's grace has been manifested through us.
今天如果你要侍奉的话，
Today, if you want to serve,
你拿什么来侍奉？
What do you serve with?
你是不是给人家一些的帮助呢？
Do you just give some people help?
或者你给他们一些圣经的话语呢？
Or do you provide some Bible verses to them?
弟兄姊妹，人心里所需要的是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what man needs in their heart is grace.
只有恩典能够让人刚强，让人站立。
Only grace can allow a man to become strengthened
and can
stand firm. 所以主的话说，
人心靠恩得坚固才是好的。
Only a heart can be strengthened through grace.
所以我们今天可以说是何等的需要来更多的领受这个恩典。
Today we truly need to accept and receive more of this
grace. 我们是何等需要更多来认识这个恩典。
We also need to know about this grace.
否则今天我们没有办法在地上生活的和我们所蒙的恩典相称。
Otherwise, we cannot be compatible to the grace which we have received.
在诗篇113篇这里。
In Psalm 113,
它特别告诉我们什么是恩典。
It tells us what is grace.
他在第一节这里，他在第四节这里。
In verse four,
他说：“耶和华超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。”
Verse 4-6, the Lord is high above all nations; his glory is above the heavens.Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth?
这里面他告诉我们恩典是什么呢？
Here it tells us what is grace.
有两方面。
He tells us from two aspects.
他告诉我们恩典是非常非常高的。
First of all, grace is something very high.
你可以说它是宇宙中最高的。
It is the highest in the universe.
我们知道神的恩典和神的荣耀是分不开的。
We know that God's grace and God's glory are inseparable.
我们的主道成肉身的时候，
When our Lord became flesh,
圣经上怎么说呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
He is full of grace and truth.
后面马上就说我们也见过他的荣耀。
And it tells us that we have beheld his glory.
就是父独生子的荣耀。
and the glory of the only begotten of God.
我们的主他不仅就是神恩典的化身。
Our Lord is not only the embodiment of God's grace.
他也是神荣耀所发出的光辉。
He is also the glorious light.
所以你在读以弗所书第一章那个地方的时候，
when you read Ephesians chapter 1,
他说的恩典呢是荣耀的恩典。
He talks about the glorious grace.
他说到那个荣耀是恩典的荣耀。
He says the grace, the glory is the glory of grace.
如果我们说神的荣耀是宇宙中最高的，
If we say that God's glory is the highest in the universe,
恩典也是最高的。
Then the grace is also the highest in the universe.
所以在恩典的面前，
And before grace,
每一个人都站在一条水平线上。
Every one of us is standing on the same line.
没有一个人可以说自己是更配的。
Not one of us can say that I am.
也没有一个人可以说自己是更不配的。
Or to say I am unworthy.
我们知道我们每个人身高都不一样。
We know that we all have different heights.
姚明比我们高很多。
姚明 is much taller than all of us.
有一次，我儿子让我去跟姚明的那身高去比。
And once my son wanted me to stand next to Yao Ming's
picture. 我感到非常的窘。
I was very embarrassed.
因为我只到他的腰。
Because I can only reach to his waist.
我从来没有觉得自己那么的矮。
I had never felt so short in my life.
但是你知道，如果你坐飞机稍微升天一点的话。
But you know that if you take an airplane ride.
你发现每一个人都一样高。
You discover that everybody is the same height.
就是你比姚明还高的话，你跟我看起来是一样高的。
Even if you are taller than Yao Ming, you are still the same as I am.
如果你站在月球上的话，
If you stand on the moon,
你跟珠穆朗玛峰是一样 Mount Everest.
You are as tall as Mount Everest.
你跟他一模一样高的。
You are as tall as the Mount
Everest. 这里说到什么呢？
What does it tell us?
他的荣耀高过诸天。
His glory is high above the heavens.
我们所看的这个天不过顶多是个小宇宙就是了。
The heaven we can see is just a small universe.
我们知道还有中宇宙和大宇宙。
We know that there is a mid universe and there's a larger universe.
这些都不是诸天的范围。
All these are not included in the.
而他的荣耀是高过诸天的。
And his glory is above the heavens.
他的恩典也是高过诸天的。
His grace is also higher than the heavens.
所以在他的恩典的面前，有谁可以说自己是更配的呢？
When you stand before his grace, no one can say that I am more worthy of your grace.
你怎么可以说别人更不配呢？
Or to criticize others as unworthy of his grace.
在恩典的面前，
before
我们每一个人都被放在一条的水平线上。
We are all placed on the same height.
所以我们知道恩典必须是白白的。
That's why grace must be free.
人没有一点做工的可能性。
There is no way man can do anything to.
你没有一点努力的可能。
There's no effort that you can.
你说我可以吃很多的羊补品。
You said that I can take in a lot of nutrition.
我可以长得很高很高。
So that I can grow very tall.
我长得比姚明还高一倍。
I can be twice as tall as Yao Ming.
无论你怎样的努力。
No matter how hard you try.
你在恩典的面前还是零。
Before grace, you're still zero.
人没有办法靠着自己的努力来得到神的恩典。
For man cannot gain God's grace through
his own effort. 恩典必须是白白的。
Grace must be free.
所以如果我们认识这件事的话，
If we understand this fact,
弟兄姊妹，我们发现一件事，恩典根本不是地上的东西。
Brother and sister, you will discover that grace is something that doesn't belong to this world.
是人根本不明白的一件事。
Grace is something that men do not understand.
所以有一首诗歌非常好，他说可怜战兢罪人，原不懂恩典。
A psalm says that the pitiful sinners that do not understand
grace. 恩典是需要启示的，弟兄姊妹。
Because grace requires revelation.
恩典是最高的。
Grace is the highest.
恩典是宇宙中最高的。
Grace is the highest in the universe.
如果我们里面有这样的看见，
If we have such see in our hearts,
你发现我们就不会有许许多多错误的思想。
You will discover you will not have all these misconceptions of grace.
比如说，你就不会有所谓报恩的思想。
For example, you will not want to pay back of to this grace.
怎么样能够报恩呢？
How can you pay back to this grace?
你可以拥抱恩典是可以的。
You can embrace the grace.
你绝不能报恩的。
And yet you cannot pay back to this grace.
这恩典太大了。
Because grace is so great.
你能够做什么能够报答这样的恩典呢？
What can you do to pay back such grace?
弟兄姊妹，我们在读圣经的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we read the Bible,
有的时候圣经的一些的描述是非常特别的。
Sometimes the descriptions in the Bible is very strange.
他说你不可以袒护穷人。
He says you cannot just protect the poor.
为什么不可以袒护穷人？
Why you cannot protect the poor?
在人的感觉里面，穷人是更配得恩典的。
In our thoughts that the poor are more deserving of grace.
在神的面前，没有一个人是更配的。
And yet before God, no one is deserving of grace.
神降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
God sent down the rain to the righteous.
神叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
God sent down the sun to shine upon the just and the unjust.
如果神同时让日头照好人，也照歹人，我们还过得去。
If God allows the suns to come to shine upon the just and the unjust, we can still accept that.
如果有的神让日头照歹人，而让你落在黑暗的里面。
If God sent down the sun to shine upon the evil man and not and you are in the darkness.
神让你最讨厌的人有阳光的。
And God caused the people who you dislike the most to receive sunshine.
你说我已经很爱主了。
You said I love the Lord very much.
怎么我是坐在黑暗的里面呢？
Why is it that I'm sitting in darkness?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在那里问为什么的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we're asking why,
如果我们心里面发酸的话，
if we had the sour feeling in our hearts,
如果我们里面愤愤不平的话，
if we had this unrest in our hearts,
我们对恩典不认识，
then we do not know grace,
我们对恩典没有启示，
we do not have the revelation of grace,
我们不晓得恩典乃是宇宙中最高的，
we do not know that grace is the highest in the universe,
神恩待那作恩忘恩的和作恶的。
God gave grace to the wicked people.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的恩典。
This is His grace.
当然，另外一面给我们看见恩典，它虽然是宇宙中最高最高的。
On the other hand, He shows us that grace is the highest in the heaven.
它却能够够到宇宙中最低最低的地方。
Yet it can reach down to the lowest on the earth.
这是神的恩典。
Because this is God's grace.
无论你今天你觉得你多么的低，
No matter how lowly you feel today,
你可能觉得你是最软弱的一个，
Maybe you feel very weak,
可能你觉得在整个的聚会里面你是最不长进的一个，
Maybe you feel that in the whole congregation you are the least you have the least growth.
神的恩典可以够到你，
Yet God's grace can reach you today.
无论你觉得你多么的低，
No matter how lowly you feel,
无论你觉得有没有人喜欢你，
Or how people dislike you.
可能你觉得全世界人都把你给遗弃了。
Maybe you feel that the whole world has forgotten you.
你觉得没有一个人可以来同情你。
No one can sympathize.
你不能够和任何的人有交通。
You cannot have fellowship with anyone.
没有人能够体会你的心情。
No one can understand your heart.
就是你的父母都嫌弃你。
Even your parents despise you.
他的恩典能够够到你。
God's grace can still reach you.
就是父母离弃我。耶和华也必收留我。
Even our parents will forsake us, God would take us in.
这里我们看见恩典实在是降卑的大能。
Here he tells us grace is the power to humble.
他是宇宙中最高最高。
Because he is the highest in the heaven.
他却能够够到宇宙中最低最低。
Yet he can reach down to the lowest on earth.
而且他可以把宇宙中最低最低的抬举到宇宙中最高最高的地方。
He is also able to lift up the lowest on earth, into the highest in heaven.
这是恩典。
This is His grace.
恩典首先乃是降卑的大能。
Grace first of all is the power to humble.
那么他后面接着告诉我们。
He continues to tell us.
他说他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the dunghill.
什么是灰尘？
What is dust?
我们知道灰尘就是尘土。
We know dust are just the dust.
尘土是什么？
What is dust?
弟兄姊妹，有没有人知道尘土是什么？
Do you know what is dust?
有没有答案？尘土是什么？
Anybody can give me an answer? What is dust?
What is 尘土？
What is dust?
当人死了以后就成尘土。
When a man dies, it turns into dust.
我们从尘土而来，也归回尘土。
We come from dust and we go back and return to dust.
所以这里讲到是死了的人。
Here it talks about a dead person.
不仅是死。
Not just dead.
如果是死还好。
If it's just dead, it's okay.
还是死在粪堆当中的。
This is a man who were dead in a dunghill.
我们知道圣经里说的粪堆是指什么说的。
You know what the Bible means when it talks about dunghill.
因为全世界最臭最臭的就是罪。
And because the most filthy and stinky thing in the world is sin.
我们不仅是死了。
Not only we are dead.
我们乃是死在罪和过犯中的一半。
But we are dead in our sin and transgression.
所以这里也在告诉我们恩典是什么。
Here he tells us what is grace.
恩典乃是复活的大能。
Grace is the power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想认识恩典的话
，Brother sister, if you want to know grace,
你必须认识罪。
You first need to know about sin.
如果我们不认识什么是罪的话
，If we do not know what is sin,
你不晓得什么是神的恩典。
Then you will not understand what is grace.
说到罪，有的时候我们觉得，不过是身上一些的毛病就是。
When we talk about sin, you may think it's just some little things in our life.
谁没毛病呢
？Who doesn't have these problems?
认为自己没毛病的毛病是最多的。
Those people think that they have no little problems, and they are the one with the greatest problems.
我们觉得罪就是一些毛病。
Because we think sin are just some problems.
有的时候我们觉得罪带给我们一些的捆绑。
Sometimes we think sin will bring us some bondage.
或者让我们没有平安，没有喜乐。
Or it will rob us of our peace and joy.
让我们里面感到很虚空。
It causes us to feel empty inside.
但如果我们读圣经的话
，If we read the Bible,
圣经告诉我们，当罪进到一个人里面的时候
，When sin enters into a man,
罪带给人的是什么呢
？What did the sin bring to a man?
罪带给人的是毁灭性的打击。
And sin has brought in ultimate destruction.
如果罪进到一个人里面的时候
，If sin enters into a
man, 虽然你不感觉
，Even though you do not feel,
你已经毁了。
You have already been.
你不仅这一生你一定死。
Not only you are destined to die in your life.
你是永远的死了。
And you will experience eternal death.
罪带给人的是彻底的毁灭。
And because sin has brought in ultimate destruction into men.
所以人如果要来到神的面前。
If man wants to come before God.
如果想活过来的话。
If you want to be made alive.
谁能够自己活过来？
Who can become alive by themselves?
死人能努力吗
？Can a dead person help themselves?
死人能够叫他自己活过来吗
？Can a dead man cause himself to come alive?
你读圣经的时候，恩典和死亡是对着的。
You when you read the Bible, you find that grace and sin are opposite each other.
我们知道，只有神的恩典能够叫我们活过来。
Only God's grace can cause us to come alive.
这个恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
And this grace is above all things.
今天借着耶稣基督的显现，就彰显了出来。
Jesus Christ. Today, through His manifestation, we can have this grace.
在提摩太后书第一章那里，马上就告诉我们说，他已把死亡废去。
And in 2 Timothy, it tells us that He has already abolished death.
将这不能朽坏的生命彰显了出来。
He manifests a life of immortality.
罪的工价就是死。
The wages of
唯有神的恩赐
sin is death.
在基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Only in Christ Jesus that we may have eternal life.
罪作王叫人死。
Sin will reign and cause us to die.
恩典借着义作王叫我们在基督耶稣里得永生。
But grace reigns through righteousness and causes us to become alive.
恩典能够叫我们活过来。
Grace can cause us to be made.
只有恩典能够叫我们活过来。
Only grace can cause us to be made alive.
所以这里我们看得非常非常的清楚。
Here it shows us very clearly.
恩典是100%神的工作。
Grace is 100% of God's work.
若不是100%神的工作，就不是恩典。
If it is not 100% of God's work, then it is not grace.
恩典不是补我们的不足。
Grace is not just to make up our shortcomings.
有的时候我们知道说我们得救是靠恩典，对不对
？Sometimes we do understand that our salvation is because of grace.
但是要顺服丈夫，那我们自己得努力努力。
But if we want to be obedient to our husband, then we need to exert some effort on our
我可以, own. 忍耐到一个地步。
I can try to be patient
to a certain point. 我可以顺服到一个地步。
I can be obedient to a certain point.
已经差不多到95%了。
And it's almost 95%.
还有这个5%。
There's only 5% left.
是我自己做不了的。
This is something I cannot do.
是我做不好的。
This is something, this 5% is something I cannot do well.
是我做不到的。
It's something I cannot attain.
那我就来支取神的恩典。
Then I will ask for God's grace.
求神恩典临到我。
I ask His grace to come into my life.
让我不要把脾气发出来。
So that I will not blow up my temper.
有的时候正在祷告的时候，脾气就出来了。
Sometimes in the midst of your prayer, you let out your temper.
弟兄姊妹，恩典是100%神的工作。
Brothers and sisters, grace is 100% of God's work.
神不是在给我们做收尾的工作。
God is not just come along to finish up our work.
很多时候我们开始很多的工作
Many times we will start many things
我们有很多的努力
We will try very hard
后来我们做不下去了
Then we cannot complete
感谢神神的恩典够我们使用的
Thank the Lord His grace is sufficient for
让神来给我们收尾
Let Him come along and finish up my work
我们的神确确实实做收尾的工作
Truly our God can finish up our work
但是我们神所收尾的工作都是他自己开始的工作
But he will only finish up the work that he has begun
恩典100%是神的工作
Grace is 100% of God's own work
没有一点人的努力的成分在里面
Man cannot input any effort
死人怎么努力
How can a dead man work
在灰尘里面在粪堆中的人怎么努力
A person who isa dust and who is in a dunghill how can they do anything
从粪堆和尘土里出来的是什么
what is the thing that comes out of dust and comes out of the dunghill
还是尘土和粪堆
it is still dust and it is still dunghill
所以圣经上说是死亡的行为、啊、
and that's why the Bible tells us that these are acts of death
所以人今天常常愿意说要做一点善事
Today, men often want to do some charity work.
人的善事在神的眼中是死亡的行为。
The charity work before God
不过是尘土是粪堆就是了。
It is just dust and dung.
人的努力和神的工作不能够掺杂在一起。
Our effort can never be mixed up with God's work.
所以圣经说你们已经死了。
Bible tells us that you are already dead.
如今活着的不再是你们。
Now it is no longer you who live.
那是基督活在你们的里面。
But Christ lives in you.
所以因着这个缘故。
And because of this.
很多人很不喜欢神的恩典。
Many people dislike God's grace.
因为人没有一点可以夸口的地方。
Because there's nothing that we can boast about.
谁不愿意夸口呢？
Who doesn't want to boast about something?
我都完成了95%了。
I can already accomplish 95% of the work.
靠着神恩典，最后都做成了。
And by God's grace, I can accomplish 100.
弟兄姊妹，这不是恩典的思想。
Brother and sister, this is not the thought of grace.
恩典乃是复活的大能。
Grace is the power of resurrection.
恩典100%是神的工作。
Grace is 100% of God's work.
他这里面不仅告诉我们说让我们能够活过来
Here it tells us that he not only can make us to come alive
他这里还说要抬举我们
Here he says he will lift us up
他要提拔我们
He will lift us up, exalt us
提到一个什么样的地步呢
He will raise us to a point
与王子同坐
That we will be seated with the prince
就是与本国的王子同坐
With the prince of his people.
所以这里不仅告诉我们恩典是降卑的大能，是复活的大能。
Here not only tells us that grace is the power of humbleness, it is also the power of resurrection.
这里告诉我们说，恩典又是升天改变的大能。
And here he tells us that grace is the power of transformation.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道罪是非常可怕的一个东西。
Francis, we know sin is something dreadful.
你知道，如果你家的门前有人过走过的话
，If someone walk passes by your front door,
他们的狗留下了一些的东西
，and their dog left something in front of your door,
你当然就把它给收拾起来扔掉。
Of course, you will clean it up and throw it away.
有人帮你给扔掉的
And some people will take the, remove it from your house.
但你知道罪这个东西没地儿扔的。
But you know there's no place you can throw away your sin.
你往哪儿扔？
Where do you throw away your sin?
我记得在这个阿拉巴马那边，他们有一块地方。
I remember there's a place in Alabama.
他们那个地方是非常非常的这个荒凉的一个地方。
And it's a very desolate place.
所以政府就决定说，把美国所有的这种放射性的这种燃料的渣子啊，这种的废物都放在那里。
And so the government decided that all the radioactive waste will be dumped there.
你没有办法处理的。
Because you cannot deal with it.
我们知道神是无所不在的。
We know God is everywhere.
同位素你可以买起来的。同位就那个那个谁。Isotope, 那些就是 radioactive material, you can bury it.
You can bury the radioactive waste.
你的罪往哪藏呢？
But where would you hide your sin?
没地儿藏呢。
No place.
所以圣经上说罪哈，神只有一个地方放它。
The Bible tells us there's only one place you can put your sin.
圣经上说当他救我们的时候。
When he saved us.
他让我们和我们的罪像东与西那样的遥远。
He has separated us from our sin as far as east is to west.
那是一个无底坑。
And that is a bottomless pit.
你知道无底坑是一个动态的一个概念。
You know that the bottomless pit is a thought of.
是一直离与神是一直与神远离的一个地方。
It is something that continues to.
所以
to separate
us from God. 所以一个人如果不得救是非常可怜的一件事。
It is pitiful if a man cannot be saved.
因为死亡的毒钩就是罪。
Because the poisonous hook of
死亡的毒钩就把我们一直抓住，让我们和神像东与西那样的遥远。
It continues to grab hold of us so that we can be as far from God as east is west.
这里告诉我们恩典是什么呢？
Here it tells us what is grace.
恩典不仅让我们脱离这个死亡的毒钩。
Not only we could be separated from the hook of death.
那是一下子把我们带到神的面前。
But it immediately brings us to God.
这是升天的大能啊！
And this is the power of ascension.
这曾经在主耶稣身上彰显过这样的大能。
It has been manifested in the life of Jesus Christ.
超过了一切的执政的掌权的。
It surpasses all the ruling principalities.
无论是一切有名的。
And it surpasses.
无论是今世的和来世都超过了。
And all the one that will come in the past, who has come in the past and also in the future.
这是升天的大能。
This is the power of ascension.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
还是改变的大能。
It is also the power of transformation.
请问尘土和粪堆能摆在王子面前？
Can you place anything from the dust and the dunghill before the prince?
能不能？
Can you do such thing?
有人说，你说我们是尘土太过了。
Some people say if you call me a dust, it is too much.
有人说你说我是粪堆，我觉得不能接受。
If you call me a dunghill, I cannot accept that name.
我们比他们强多了。
I am much better than.
如果你觉得你比尘土和粪堆要强的话
，If you feel that you are better than dust and dunghill，
圣经里面有这样的描述。
The Bible have this illustration。
在尘土里面的是什么呢
？What is in the dust？
乃是虫子。
What hides in the dust is just worm。
在粪堆里，在那里动的是什么呢
？What is the moving thing in the dunghill？
乃是蛆。
It is just maggots。
所以圣经上说是蠕虫。
The Bible said that we are just like worms and maggots.
请问这些东西能摆在王子面前吗？
Let me ask you, can you place these things before the prince?
弟兄姊妹，恩典乃是改变的大能。
Grace is the power of transformation.
弟兄姊妹，神为我们所做的是何等大的救恩！
But sister, what a great salvation God has accomplished for us.
所以我们记得有一首的诗歌唱得非常好。
We remember a hymn that was very good.
主啊，我算得什么
？Lord, who am I?
我竟然能够被排在你的面前，给你唱一首的诗歌。
That I could be standing before you to sing you a song.
如果我们认识恩典是升天改变的大能
，If we know that grace is the power of ascension and the power of transformation，
我们就知道我们今天为什么要为主而活。
Then we will understand why we need to live for the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得好像主怎么让我们为他而活呢？
Sometimes we ask the question why God wants us to live for Him.
我觉得神好像有点自私。
Is it very selfish of Him?
我们又不敢问。
We don't dare to ask Him directly.
我们说这个想法一定不对的。
But we know that this thought is incorrect.
但我们里面就是有这么一点点的疑问。
However, this thought continues to bother us.
你们已经死了。
You are already
dead. 一人既为众人死了，就众人就都死了。
Since one man died for all, then all died.
叫我们今天这些活着的人不再为自己而活。
And today, for all of us who live, we no longer live for
ourselves. 让我们为那为我们死而复活的主而活。
But we live for the one who had died and resurrected for us.
为什么
？Why？
有的时候我们里面真的有这样的疑问。
Many times we have such questions.
这里面就告诉我们那个答案了。
And here it gives us the answer.
什么叫做为主而活呢
？What does it mean to live for the Lord?
为主而活乃是坐在王子的面前。
To live for the Lord is to sit before the prince.
为主而活乃是与王子同坐。
To live for the Lord is to be seated with the prince.
什么叫做为自己而活呢
？What does it mean to live for yourself?
这里写的也很清楚。
Here he also gives a good description.
就是继续活在尘土的里面。
It is to continue to live in the dust.
就是继续活在粪堆的当中。
It is to continue to live in your dunghill.
弟兄姊妹，在尘土和粪堆里生活，难道舒服吗
？Brother, sister, is it comfortable to live in dust and live in a dunghill?
你觉得这一生能够产生什么果效吗
？Do you think that you will have good consequences and result in your life?
在尘土里最大的果效是什么？
The greatest achievement in a
dust. 你钻研了一生最大的果效是什么
？And what is the result of your life?
如果我们为自己而活
，If we continue to live for ourselves,
我们最大的果效就是得到一个最大的洞。
The greatest achievement we can make is a greatest hole that we can.
你的洞比别人都大。
You can make a greater hole than anybody else.
这是你一生最大的成就。
That is the greatest achievement in your life.
在粪堆中一生能得到什么呢？
In the dunghill, what can you do?
你追求你奋斗的一生能够得到什么
？You have worked so hard all your life. What do you?
如果我们是为自己而活的话
，If we live for ourselves,
我们最多就得了一块最大的。
And the most that we will receive is the greatest piece.
我们抢了一块最大的。
We have grabbed hold of the greatest piece.
我们那一块比别人都大。
Our piece is larger than anybody's.
这是我们一生最大的成就。
And that is our greatest achievement.
弟兄姊妹，神是何等的爱了我们。
Brother, sister, how God loves us.
他让我们为他而活。
He wants us to live for Him.
我们算的是。
Who are we?
他竟然让我们天天与王子同坐。
That He wants to us to be seated with the princes every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不为主而活，你还为什么而活？
Brother, sister, if you do not live for the Lord, then what else would you live for?
你难道还要在粪堆里爬吗？
Do you still want to crawl around in the dunghill?
难道还要在尘土里面奋斗吗
？You still want to work and in the dust?
神今天呼召我们。
Today God called us.
他的恩典要让我们天天与王子同坐。
His grace will allow us to be seated with the princes every day.
不仅这是升天改变的大能。
Not only this is the power of ascension and the power of transformation.
在第九节，他更告诉我们。
In verse 9, he tells us.
乃是无穷生命的大能。
This is the power of the unlimited life.
他不仅吞灭我们自己里面的死亡。
Not only he swallow up the death.
他这个生命还要彰显出来。
This life will be manifested.
好像活水的江河一样。
It will be like the living water.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
恩典是降卑的大能。
Grace is the power.
是叫死人复活的大能。
Grace is the power to be made alive.
是升天改变的大能。
Grace is the power to ascend and also.
是无穷生命的大能。
It is also the power of unlimited life.
弟兄姊妹，这个大能今天就在我们的里面。
Brother, sister, this power is within.
神已经白白的赐给了我们。
God has already given it to you freely.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天到底应该怎样生活呢？
How should we live today?
我们今天到底怎样在神的面前来学习呢
？How should we learn before the Lord today?
我相信我们都愿意更多的得着主的恩典。
I'm sure all of us want to have more of His grace.
天天活在这个恩典的里面。
We want to live in His grace.
让这个生命从我们身上彰显出来。
We want to allow this life to live through us.
这张圣经不仅告诉我们什么是神的恩典。
This chapter not only tells us what is God's grace.
它更告诉我们怎样能够得着神的恩典。
He also tells us how to obtain God's grace.
在头两节。
In the first two verses.
他说你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人呐、啊，你们要赞美，赞美耶和华的名，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。
Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore.
这里一直的赞美，一直的赞美。
Here he continues to praise
and praise. 因为他看见神的恩典是何等的大。
Because he sees the greatness of God's grace.
所以我们得到神恩典头一个秘诀就是感恩。
So the first secret is to give thanks.
心被恩感而歌颂神。
And to give thanks and to sing to him.
我们知道诗篇一百篇告诉我们感恩乃是一个门。
Psalm 100 tells us that praise is the gate.
你们要称谢进入他的门。
And you would enter his gate with thanksgiving and praise.
所以当人在那里感恩的时候，
So when men give God his praise,
你就来到了神的面前。
You have come before his face.
你和主一接触，你就摸着恩典。
When you come into his presence, then you receive his grace. Because he is grace.
你得到主有多少，你的恩典就有多少。
How much the Lord you have received.
你知道一个感恩的人常常看见主的恩典。
You know, a person who gives thanks often see God's grace.
大事小事都满了主的恩典。
In great things and small things, they always see God's grace.
人常常有一个错误的感觉。
And men continue to have this misunderstanding.
神只管大事，不管小事的。
That God only cares for the great things in our life and not the
small things in our life. 人拜偶像的思想。
Because this is a concept of idol worship.
你知道当人在那里制作偶像的时候。
When man is creating an idol.
他们照着自己的思想在那里造。
They're making an idol out of their own imagination.
越有名的神，越大的神，
the greatest God.
小事越不管。
They will not care for the small things in your life.
像你们家吵架的事一定不管。
For example, he will not care about the quarrels in your household.
一定不管。
He will not care.
谁像我们的神呢？
Who is like our God?
只有我们的神是宇宙中唯一的真神。
Only our God is the true God, only true God in
the universe. 大事小事他全都眷顾。
He will care for great things and small things in your life.
我想有的人很爱你，对不对？ Someone really loves you.
I'm sure if someone who really loves you.
但他有没有数过你的头发？
Have they counted your hair?
我们生下了孩子以后。
After you give birth to a child.
有的时候我看他，我不敢睡觉。
Sometimes I look at them, I don't dare to go to sleep.
我怕他不喘气。
I'm afraid that they will stop breathing.
但是我从来没想到数他的头发。
But I never thought about counting their hair.
我们的神不仅数我们的头发。
Our God has counted our hair.
他把你的头发一个一个的编号。
Not only counted, but he numbered your hair.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
大事小事你都能看见神的恩典。
In great things, in small things, you can all see his grace in your life.
我们如果这样一直感恩的话，
If we continue to give thanksgiving,
发现我们不至于失掉神的恩典。
You will discover that you will not lose his grace.
Like the grace of God.
You will not lack the grace of God.
你反而是恩上加恩。
But you will have grace upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚开始得救的，我们都领受了恩典，对不对？
Brother and sister, when you are first saved, you all have experienced.
但是我们必须恩上加恩呐。
But we need to have grace upon grace.
但如果你不一直的在神的面前恩上加恩的话，
If you do not continue to have grace before God,
你发现恩典好像就不够用了。
You will discover grace is not sufficient for you.
有的人刚得救的是单身的。
When some people, when they're first saved, they are single.
他得了神的恩典。
They receive God's grace.
所以提前半小时就来聚会了。
And they will come to the meeting half hour earlier.
但是他没有继续的来领受恩典。
But they did not continue to receive grace.
好像恩典还是那么多。
Their grace is only still the same amount.
那么等到他结婚的时候。
After they're married.
那就提前五分钟来。
They will arrive to the meeting hall 5 minutes
early. 如果生一个孩子的话。
And if they have one child,
那就迟到半小时。
They will be half hour late.
那如果恩典还不增加的话，
If you do not continue to increase,
等到老二出来的时候，
When you get to the second baby,
那只能够参加信息聚会了。
You will only make it to the message time.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚开始的时候都是住 apartment， 都是住的公寓里面。
Brother and sister, when we are first began our life, we all live in apartments.
后来我们在 Katy 就买了房子了。
And later on, we will move to Katy to buy a house.
我们在 New Territory 就买了屋子了。
Or we go to buy a house in New Territory.
你发现那个聚会的时间就越来越晚了。
You discover that you will arrive meeting hall later and later.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要常常做一个感恩的人。
Brother and sister, we need to be a person who gives thanks to God.
让我们里面的恩典多而又多。
So that the grace within us will continue to increase.
我们这在我们当中有很多都有家庭，都有房子的。
Many of us who owns a house.
你们都有草地的。
You all have lawns.
你知道那个种草地的秘诀是什么，对不对
？You know the secret how to keep up a good.
当你的草地里面长了那些毒根的时候，长了那些毒草的时候。
When you have a lot of weeds in your lawn.
你不要去拔它。
You don't want to pull them out.
你只增加恩典就可以了。
You want to add grace.
你施肥浇水。
You need to put more fertilizer. You need to water the lawn more.
你让那个正常的好的草长起来。
You want the healthy grass to grow.
那些毒根就都没有了。
And it would, and the weeds will be gone by itself.
今天有的时候我们生活里这也是难处，那也是难处。
Sometimes we discover problem here and there in our lives.
我们有的时候发脾气，有的时候我们没有办法忍耐。
Sometimes we lose our temper, and sometimes
我们好像那个救火队一样，一会儿救这儿，一会儿救那儿。
We are like the firefighters. We come here and we go there.
弟兄姊妹，那不是解决的办法。
My sister, that's not the way to resolve the problems.
让恩典在我们里面增加。
You need grace to increase in your life.
当恩典增加的时候
，When grace increased,
你发现那个草地长得好好的。
You discover the lawn is beautiful.
连一根杂草都没有。
You can't even find a weed in there.
这是头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
又借着感恩呢。
Through thanksgiving.
那么后面他接着告诉我们。
And it continues.
从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。耶和华超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens.
我们在主面前得恩典的第二个秘诀就是谦卑。
The second secret to receive grace before God is to humble.
只有他是超过诸天的。
Only He is above all
heavens. 只有他是在万民之上的。
Only He is high above all nations.
我们要谦卑在他的面前。
We need to humble ourselves before Him.
我想在谦卑这个功课上，我们每个人都有学习。
I'm sure we all have learned something in this lesson of humbleness.
我觉得最难的是当人都说你好的时候。
The most difficult part is when everyone praises you.
每个人都说你好。
Everyone said that you're good.
因为他不敢说你不好。
Because they don't dare to say that you're not good.
所以他们都说你好。
That's why they all say you're good.
我想那个时候是最难的。
That is the most difficult time.
在旧约圣经里有一个人给我们很好的榜样。
In the Old Testament, there is one that has set a good example.
我觉得挪亚非常的谦卑。
Noah was a very humble man.
不是人称赞他。
It is not a man who praised him.
是神称赞他。
But God praised him.
他是个义人。
God called him a righteous man.
是个完全人。
A perfect man.
与神同行。
He walked with God.
弟兄姊妹，有这样的称赞。
If you have such praises behind you,
你觉得你怎么样？
What do you feel about yourself?
当神要让你进方舟的，你的感觉如何？
When God asks you to enter into the ark, what do you feel?
当神跟挪亚说你要进方舟的时候，
When God told Noah you must enter into the ark,
挪亚听得懂神的话。
Noah can understand God's word.
他知道只有尘土需要进方舟。
He knows that only dust needs to enter into the ark.
粪堆需要进方舟。
Only dunghill needs to be put in the ark.
义人是不需要进方舟。
A righteous man doesn't need to enter.
完全人是不需要进方舟的。
A perfect man does not need to enter.
天天与神同行的人是不需要进方舟的。
A person who walks with God daily doesn't need to enter into the ark.
挪亚里面有个看见。
Noah has the seeing in his heart.
他的义不能够救他。
His righteousness cannot save him.
他再完全的那个行为，不能救他脱离洪水的审判。
His perfect deeds cannot save him from the judgment of the flood.
如果因着神的一点点的恩典
，By God's grace.
如果有一点的义行
，If you have some righteous
deeds. 有一点的完全的行为
，If you have some perfect deeds.
那都是神的恩典做成。
That is all accomplished by God's grace.
我不过就是尘土，就是。
Because we are nothing but dust.
不过就是粪堆，就是。
We are nothing but dung.
我需要进到方舟的里面。
I need to enter.
我需要藏躲在基督的里面。
I need to hide myself in Christ.
所以你知道，挪亚知道他不能够靠自己的行为在神面前称义。
No one knows that he cannot be justified by his own deeds.
今天我们都晓得这件事。
Today we all know this.
但是很多的时候，我们得救以后
，But after we're saved，
我们觉得我们总要做一些的事情。
We still think that we need to do something.
我们觉得说我们这回蒙恩得救了。
We think that now I am saved.
神给我们这么大的恩典。
God has given me such grace.
我需要起来爱主。
I need to rise up to love the Lord.
这都是对的。
This is correct.
都是好的。
This is a good thought.
但是我们有的时候却落在律法的思想的里面。
But many times we have fallen in the thought of law.
我想我们今天没有人行旧约的律法。
Today, none of us practice the law in the Old Testament.
我想你礼拜六你没有在家里坐着。
I don't think on Saturday you just sit in your house.
我看有的时候我打电话，礼拜六大家都不在家的。
Most of the time when I call Brent's sister on Saturday, I cannot find them at home.
所以我知道你根本没有守旧约的律法。
So I know you do not keep the law of the Old Testament.
但是有的人却守新约的律法。
But some people keep the law of the New Testament.
哦，你说新约律法那么高啊？
You said the law of the New Testament is so
high. 有的人就要守的。
And some people will want to keep it.
打你的左脸，把右脸伸过来。
If you someone strike on your right side of the face, you need to turn your left cheek.
有的人就守这个律法。
Some people will keep this law.
他把当律法来遵守。
They take it as a law to obey.
已经气得牙都痒了。
They are so angry in their hearts.
但是还是忍住了。
But they still hold on to their anger.
这一下达到神的标准了。
Now I have reached to God.
打了左脸，右脸都伸过来了。
They have strike my left side. I have turned my right cheek to them.
很多的人都有这种律法的思想。
Many people possess this thought of law.
有的时候我们觉得我们有了属灵的经历，我们就属灵了。
Sometimes we think that with spiritual experiences, we become spiritual.
我会讲道了，我就属灵了。
If I can preach at the pulpit, then I am
spiritual. 我会说方言了，我就属灵了。
I can speak in tongue, then I am spiritual.
我有一次顺服圣灵的带领了，我就属灵了。
I have the experience of being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit, then I become spiritual.
我觉得我很属灵。
I feel that I am.
我达到了这个标准了。
I have reached.
至少有一次我达到了。
At least once I have reached the goal.
那律法的思想是什么呢
？You know what is the thought of the law?
律法的思想是达标的思想。
The thought of the law is the thought of reaching to the standard.
我记得在中学的时候，我们有个达标，我不知道你们有没有。
I remember that in the high school we often have this mark that we have to reach.
这个跑1500米。
You have to run 1500 K. 哎呀，
那么
meter
不是 K 哈。这个要5分40秒跑到。
You need to run it in 5 minutes and
40 seconds.
40 seconds.
如果你跑到的话
，If you can reach that goal，
你这3年的高中再也不用跑了。
Then you don't have to take track in PE for the rest of 3 years.
我记得那个时候，我们为了要达到这个标准，我们真的血都快吐出来了。
I remember at that time we want to reach that standard. We worked so hard that we can even.
我记得我是5分39秒冲过去的。
I remember I passed by 5 minutes and 39 seconds.
两顿饭都吃不下去。
I couldn't eat for 2 meals after that.
我可达到了。
But I have reached the standard.
你知道这是律法的思想。
You know that is the thought of the law.
以后你知道我的跑步是很差很差的。
You know I don't run well at all.
身体是很差很差的。
My physical health is not good.
但你要看我的记录的话，我是优等。
But if you want to look at my grade, I have a perfect grade in my.
律法的思想让我们觉得我们已经得着了。
The thought of the law causes us to think that we have already attained.
让我们自高自大。
It causes to be puffed up.
我们瞧不起别人。
We will look down on people.
我都有这样的属灵的经历。
I have such spiritual experience.
你都没有啊。
You don't have it.
弟兄姊妹，这是律法的思想。
One sister, this is the thought of the law.
甚至在家里面都是这种思想，是不是
？Even at home, you still carry this kind of thought.
你真的很好啊。有的时候，这个丈夫真的是对妻子很忠心的。
Sometimes, yes, the husband is very faithful to the wife.
这个。也体贴
and also very loving to the wife
也刷碗
the husband will also do the dishes
甚至还擦地
and even mop the floor
这都是模范丈夫了
these are all model husbands
还要陪孩子讲故事
and they have to tell stories to the children
那么当妻子顺服的时候
and when the wife is
当妻子温柔的时候
when the wife is gentle
一点问题都没有
there is no problem at all
有一天妻子跟你不顺服了
And one day your wife is not submissive to you.
你发现你的恩典就没有了。
You discover immediately you don't have grace.
你那个属灵都全没了。
You don't have anything spiritual.
我这样的爱你还不顺服吗
？I love you so much. You still don't obey me.
很多时候家庭里面的争吵。
Sometimes we have quarrels in our house.
都是彼此的在定罪。
It is because we criticize and condemn.
你说律法思想的人不仅自己守律法，也要拿律法来衡量别人。
You know those people who keep the law. Not only they will keep the law themselves, they also measure other people to the law.
所以你知道那些文士和法利赛人是主所不喜悦的。
And that's why God disliked the scribes and the Pharisees.
因为他们是假冒伪善的。
Because they're hypocrites.
因为他们达标了。
They have attained to the standard.
在他们生命中总有一次是达到神的标准了。
In their life, they have once reached to that standard.
今天我里面充满的是不是死人的骨头，我不管。
I don't care whether or not today I'm full of dead bones.
只要我曾经有个 record, 我达到了五分四十秒。
But as long as once I had a record of reaching that
我就是法利赛人了。
seconds, then I become the Pharisee.
进天国就是我的份了。
And to enter into the heaven is my portion.
所以圣经里告诉我们说，凡与律法的思想为本的，都是被咒诅的。
Bible tells us those who live according to the law, they are cursed.
不是神咒诅我们。
Not that God will curse us.
是律法咒诅我们。
But the law will curse us.
如果你要是有律法的思想。
If you possess the thoughts of the law,
圣经上说得很清楚。
The Bible speaks very
clearly. 只要你在一件事上跌倒，你就在所有的事上全都跌倒。
If you have fallen in one thing, you have fallen in all things.
所以保罗劝勉我们。
Paul encourages us.
他说：“你们不要从恩典中坠落了。”
Do not fall from the grace.
不要活在律法的思想里。
Do not live in the thoughts of the law.
活在恩典的当中。
But live in the midst of grace.
不要效法别人信心的行为。
Do not follow the acts of.
我们是效法亚伯拉罕的信心。
We can follow the faith of Abraham.
你不能效法亚伯拉罕信心的行为。
But do not imitate the acts of faith.
那是律法的思想。
Because that is the thought of.
你看亚伯拉罕献儿子很属灵，对不对
？You think that Abraham to sacrifice his son is.
咱也来属灵一下吧。
Then I will be spiritual.
我也有一个属灵的表现。
I want to have a.
我也把儿子带到了一个山上。
I will take my son up to the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是律法的思想。
Brother sister, this is the thought of.
这是被律法所咒诅的。
And this is cursed by the.
这是从恩典中坠落了。
Because you have fallen from grace.
这是何等的骄傲，弟兄姊妹。
This is pride.
律法的思想让人自高自大。
The thought of law causes us to be puffed up and to boast.
觉得自己已经得着了。
Because we feel that we have already attained it.
所以我们在神的面前要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves before God.
后面还有三点。
Now I have three more points.
我想就提一下就可以了。
I'll just mention them.
后面告诉我们说我们需要做一个给的人。
He tells us we need to be a person who gives.
你不要整天想到你自己那点事儿。
Don't just think about your own things.
圣经滋润人的必得滋润，对不对
？And those who gives to others will be given.
这个圣经上，刚才我们说的，有些人对神的恩典的观念有些错误的思想。
We mentioned that some people have this misconception of God's grace.
我们特别怕神把我们东西拿去，对不对
？We are very afraid that God will take our things.
其实你想想，我们所有的，你让他拿最好的。
Actually, whatever you have, it is the best that He will take them all.
你只有尘土和粪堆，对不对
？Because all you have is dust.
你一手抓尘土，一手抓粪堆，是不是
？On one hand, you grab hold the dust, on the other hand, you grab hold of.
如果神要给你拿走，你甘心乐意，对不对
？If God wants to take them, let Him take.
弟兄姊妹，我们做一个给的人。
Brother, sister, we need to be people.
你领受了神的恩典。
You receive God's grace.
你把神的恩典流露出去。
And you give God's grace.
给人的必有给你的。
Because if you give, more will be given.
而且是上天下流的倒在你的怀里。
And it will be poured down to overflow.
你发现神的恩典是何等的丰富。
You discover that God's grace is so abundant.
后面告诉我们另外一个秘诀，就是借着苦难。
Second secret is through affliction, through suffering.
The fourth one
is through
suffering. Yeah. 因为在人在这个苦难的里面呢，你发现呢，人就特别宝贝神的恩典。
When we go through sufferings, we especially treasure God's grace.
刚才我们弟兄提到这个徐文龙和张慧弟兄，徐文龙姊妹和张慧姊妹，徐文龙弟兄和张慧姊妹。
Just a while ago, our brother mentioned about brother Peter Xu and sister Zhang Hui.
后来我有机会去看他们。
Later on, I had an opportunity to visit them.
你说从前我们弟兄觉得妻子有的时候是十字架。
You know, in the past, our brother Peter thinks that a wife is his cross.
但是那天他跟我讲，是骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
But that day, he tells me that she is his bone of the bone and his flesh of flesh.
在苦难的当中。
Through suffering.
我们真的宝贝神的恩典。
We will treasure God's grace.
我们渴慕神的恩典。
We will desire His grace.
当你在河里行船的时候，水很胀满的时候，你不觉得水的宝贵？
When you're traveling in a boat and the water is all around you, you do not find the preciousness of the water. And one day when you come to the shallow ground,
我走不动了。
You cannot move on.
你才发现那个水何等的宝贵。
You discover that the water is so precious.
你怎么努力你也走不到前面几米路，对不对？
And because no matter how hard you try, you cannot move on.
但是当神降雨以后，那个水来的时候，你觉得何等的宝贵。
After God sent down the rain.And the water rises up, you discover how precious is the water. Sometimes God allows us to go through suffering. So we truly see the preciousness of His grace. And we will have this desire in our hearts to experience more.
那么最后,
Lastly,
就是把我们带到尽头。
He will bring us to the end of our road.
我们这世界上有三种人。
You know, there are three types of people in this
world. 有一种人叫做智慧的人。
There's the first type is the wise man.
智慧人是什么人呢？
What kind of man is wise?
就看见难墙的时候就回头了。
When they see difficulties, they will turn back.
还第二种人叫做愚昧人。
And the second type is called the foolish man.
就撞了难墙就回头了。
And they will hit their head against the wall, and then they will turn back.
还有一种叫现代人。
And now, the third type is the modern man.
就是撞了难墙不回头的。
They will hit their head against the wall. They will
拆了南墙继续走的。
They will tear down the wall and continue to move on.
这是我小的时候的教育。
This is the education I received when I was young.
你要百折不挠。
You had to be bent 100 times and still.
百折不挠的革命精神。
And this is the spirit of revolution.
你怎么样的击打我
？No matter how hard you struck me.
你怎么样的来折我？我就是不断。
No matter how hard you try to bend me, I will not be broken.
我们的神何等爱我们。
How our God loves us.
圣经上他用诸般的智慧，充充足足的把他恩典赏给我们。
And the Bible tells us that with all blessings and wisdom, He has filled us.
所以你发现我们的神有第101者。
You discover that God has the 101 way.
你有一百折你不倒。
And because you will be bent 100 times and not be broken.
神有第101者。
But He knows. The one extra way.
总有一天要把你带到尽头。
One day he will bring you to your end.
让你服在他大能的手下。
So that you will submit under his almighty
hand. 让你能够得着他的恩典。
That you may receive his grace.
有多少的朋友都是这样得救的。
Many friends are saved because of this.
有一个朋友他跟我们一样。
There was a friend who was just like us.
你知道你能够带人去买菜，他带人买菜比你更热心。
You know that you as a Christian can lead people, take people to go shopping, and this friend will also do the same.
你帮助人，他更帮助人。
You can help people, then he can help people even more.
他到教会里的次数比有的弟兄姊妹还多。
He will come to church many times.
他还找那个他选择人来听到的。
And he will be selective in attending services.
你一般人他觉得他不是他你不是他的对手。
Some people he thinks that you are not his opponent.
经过了多少的难处。
He has gone through many
difficulties. 生活了多少的艰难。
He has gone through much sufferings.
不靠天不靠地的。
He will not rely upon the heaven nor the earth.
只靠我们穷人这双手。
He will just rely upon this pair of poor hands.
真是百折不挠啊。
He is truly bent many times and not broken.
神怜悯他。
But God have mercy on him.
让他最喜爱的小女儿身体又软。
And give illness to the daughter that he loves the most.
他的女儿。
He loves his daughter very much.
他的女儿就是他的性命。
Because his daughter is his life.
那是他头一次在神的面前来祈求恩典。
And that was the first time he asked God's grace in his life.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们的神何等的爱我们。
How our God loves us.
他用各种各样的智慧。充充足足的要把恩典赐给我们。
With all his wisdom, he will fill us with his grace. Because he knows how much we need his grace. He doesn't want us to live in dust. He wants us to live before the princes every day. Brothers and sisters, this is God's grace. This is the secret to God's grace.
弟兄姊妹, 愿我们早晨能够 让主的话进到我们里面,
May we allow God's word to enter into our hearts this morning.
让我们不是在遵守任何的律法,
so that we will not just be keepers of law,
乃是接受他的恩典,
but to accept his
享受他的恩典,
and to enjoy his grace.
让他恩典从我们身上彰显出来,
allow his grace to be manifested.